Commerce Secretary Gary Locke manages by a few basic rules. Set super high stretch goals, measure achievements, and don't be afraid to fail. Over the last 2 years, Commerce has gone through what he calls creative destruction. So as Secretary Locke prepares to leave Commerce to become ambassador to China, he offers some observations into how the department has been remade. And Federal News Radio's Jason Miller is here with details on that. What is Secretary Locke talking about, Jason, when he uses the term creative destruction?
It's a pretty good term there, isn't it?
I like that, yes.
It's like a band name again. We keep going back to the band name.
That's true.
But it's really the idea where employees take a second look, really to rethink what the agency does, what they do every day, and what it looks like, what the agency can look like. Locke describes his approach during a speech today at the Partnership for Public Service.
No matter where I've been, it's been my conviction that when leaders set out to improve operations and performance, we have to set super high performance goals. We have to set super high stretch goals, perhaps even unattainable goals. But we've got to do that. And we've got to really set these goals to force people to reimagine exactly how they do their jobs or the functions that they're performing, almost blow up the entire system, start from scratch with a clean slate, as opposed to just tinkering around the edges or on the margins. And we also need to make sure that top managers provide the incentives to encourage innovation, but most importantly, recognize a job well done.
Now, he says a job well done, and that for him means both success and failure. And he was very clear about this. He said, listen, I want people to fail. Now, he doesn't want them to fail often, but he realizes, listen, in life we all fail. We all don't always meet our goals. But that's why he wants those super high stretch goals. He took the Patent and Trademark Office, for instance, as one example. They actually celebrated reducing their backlog of patent applications, even though they missed their overall goal at the end of 2010. Their goal was to reduce the backlog to under 700,000 applications. They actually met that goal just last week. But the point is, Locke said, listen, we had a stretch goal. We came close. We didn't meet it, but we did pretty well. He says the point here is to acknowledge the effort, acknowledge that progress is made, and change the culture where failure is okay. So I think there's a couple things that he's pointing to of how to look at performance and performance management.
What are the management concepts, though, that go into this creative destruction idea, which, by the way, I might change the name of the show to?
That'd be, again, a good band name, good name for, you know, creative destruction with Francis Rose. I think there's three broad management priorities, and then there's three specific initiatives he pointed to. The broad ones include customer service, organizational excellence, workforce excellence. You know, pretty three basic ones for every agency. Specifically, though, Commerce focused on three specific areas, priority-based budgeting, acquisition reform, and, again, improved customer service. Locke says each of these three specific priorities have impacted the agency.
For the 2012 budget, the department completely changed how we approached our budgeting, and we prioritized key investments to achieve specific goals. That may sound, you know, basic, but it's really the first time the department has ever engaged in this strategy. It really forced us to make some tough choices about which programs to invest in and which programs to eliminate or reduce. In fact, our 2012 budget proposes ending, reducing, or restructuring at least 16 different lower priority programs. And by doing so, we're saving a projected $250 million.
Additionally, Commerce could save another $142 million around administrative costs, reducing what they pay for those, including $57 million in acquisition savings. Locke says the agency will actually reinvest about $39 million to strengthen existing programs. Now, I caught up with Locke after the event to ask more details about the acquisition reform.
We've put together teams that are populated with people from the different bureaus. So there is collaboration, there's sharing of best practices, and really, I think, an ability to understand some of the common challenges that they all face and why the acquisition reform process is actually going to benefit everybody. It's not easy, for instance, on one of the first pilots that we did on acquisition reform, to say that, okay, instead of we're going to buy separate licenses for software for each of the computers, we're going to pool them all, we're going to buy them together, and buy them basically in bulk. That first example, with just a limited number of computers, we got an 88% reduction in cost. And so you start a little bit on a small scale, people see the incredible benefits, and whets the appetite for even more projects and more collaboration and initiatives.
Now, once those priorities are in place, then Locke says he wants to focus on program management. And to do that, he brought an old trick with him from his days as governor of Washington State, where the balanced scorecard approach. Now, obviously, this is something that's used quite a bit in industry by other agencies, and obviously it's a bit different than what how industry uses it, because managers don't focus on profit like they do in industry, but yet managers in the government can still track their progress. It helps them make better decisions because it gives them good data. It helps to train to improve how to improve processes, and it recognizes when programs are meeting or exceeding their goals. Locke says all of this is part of the Commerce Performance Excellence Program, which includes the process improvement teams at every Commerce Bureau and regular reviews of progress toward those goals. So each piece kind of fits together into this big, broader plan, and obviously the end goal is better service, better customer service, better performance, and cost savings.
Well, the secretary is obviously very bullish on what has happened during his tenure at Commerce, but I think it's fair that he might be a little biased. Are we getting any kind of a sense from any outside observers at what people are thinking about what they're seeing at Commerce during his tenure?
Well, it's interesting because obviously Jeff Zients introduced him, and Jeff Zients, who's the deputy director for management at OMB, was very positive, like you'd expect. Again, same team, they're you know,
right.
They're on the program. So he was obviously very positive. It's hard to say if Commerce is really meeting those goals. Obviously, any secretary is going to tell you that they're doing a great job. But at the same time, when you know, I've talked to some other people at Commerce, Simone Zickman, the CIO there. He talked about the changes in acquisition as well. And I think that the goal here is to bring a culture change, and that happens doesn't necessarily happen quickly, but someone's got to start it, and I think there's some belief that it has started at Commerce.
This struck me as kind of an exit interview for Secretary Locke as he departs to nobody standing in his way, apparently, of putting a hold on his nomination to become ambassador to China, and nobody in the Senate expected to stop that. Do we know what the timeline is for that yet?
We don't, and neither does he. We kept asking, when's your last day? He goes, good question. I don't know either. So he's going to go through that confirmation process. I don't think the Senate has yet to set up the hearing to confirm him. Interestingly, though, Zients said, if the embassy in China will be one of the best managed one in the world based on what Locke did at Commerce. So obviously that's high praise for Secretary Locke.
The Senate dragging its heels on something. I've never heard of that before. Have you?
I wouldn't say dragging heels. You know, they're busy. They have that whole debt ceiling thing to deal with.
All right. Well, you'll give they deserve the credit you give them, I suppose.
I suppose.
Federal News Radio Executive Editor Jason Miller, thank you very much, sir. More online, of course.
And more tomorrow on the Federal Drive with Tom Temin and Amy Morris.
All right. Thank you, sir.